Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Inspire Health Podcast. Thank you for joining us again. And today we are bringing back a dear friend of ours, RJ Spina. And RJ is the author of this absolutely groundbreaking book, Supercharged Self-Healing. And we came across RJ's work, maybe about a year ago or so. And we read his book, and it was, I think it's literally life-changing. It's probably the best book I've ever come across as far as how to really turn on your natural ability to heal. And I think what we found was when we started to read through his book, you realize that it goes well beyond self-healing. And it really is a way to live our lives, I think, in so many ways and get the most out of it. So RJ is a metaphysics teacher and I think just brilliant. We've had him on several times and we really love his take on just about anything that we're going to talk about. So we wanted to bring him on today and get his perspective on the concepts of cleansing and detoxification and what that means, particularly from a metaphysics point of view. So RJ, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure. It's always nice to see you too.
It's so wonderful chatting with you and we've had some really amazing conversations. And I thought maybe a good place to kick off to start with would be, what do we even mean when we talk about metaphysics? And I guess sort of a sequelae to that question would be, what is metaphysics? And then how does it change the way that we view our health, our lives, and even our greater reality when we look through the lens of metaphysics?
Oh, okay. You're starting off with tough questions, Jason.
With a bang.
Okay. This is not fair. Okay. All right. So, So what is metaphysics? Okay. From my perspective, how I experience it and practice it, metaphysics is magic. Okay, so we can demystify magic right now. Now, when I say magic, I don't mean magic with a C, like pick a card, any card, right? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about magic with a CK. Okay, now magic with a CK, from my direct experience, is simply the accessing and utilizing of energies that exist outside of physical sensory perception. Okay, it's the simplest way I can say it. That is magic. Now, that is also metaphysics. Okay, so when we are moving past the limited five sensory perceptions and therefore the intellect, we're starting to work with metaphysics. We're starting to work with magic. And as you two know, I make no bones about it. I do magic. I like to do magic. Okay, and I think most of us actually do it. We don't even realize that we're doing it. So if you think about it too, even the energy that we use on a daily basis to think, to emote, to animate our body, do any of us actually see that energy? Right? We don't. Okay. That's energy that's outside of physical sensory perception. Now, and just in terms of by definition, all of us are doing magic all the time. Okay? All the time. There's just simply levels to it. Like anything else, there's simply levels to it. So metaphysics to me is magic with the CK, and magic with the CK is also metaphysics. Okay. The utilization and accessing of energies that lie outside of physical sensory perception, magic. Okay. And as you know, my book is just straight magic or straight metaphysics. Okay. Now, the second part of your question, I've already forgotten. So do you mind asking that?
So when we start to become then aware of what metaphysics is, then how does that start to change the way that we look at our health and our lives and ultimately our greater reality? Because for the most part, I mean, we live things through these five senses. That's our reality. So when we start to become aware of the metaphysics, from your perspective, how did that change things for you? And how does that change things for other people?
Okay. That's okay. I'm glad I asked because I forgot. And that's a great question. Okay. So how does this change things? All right. It changes things drastically, dramatically. It's a 180 from my perspective. Okay. So everything is about matter. Okay. We are obsessed with matter and we're obsessed with what the five physical senses can perceive. If we start to understand that nothing originates as matter and everything originates in the magic realm or the metaphysical realm, once we start to understand that, all we have to do is start to work in that way, because that realm or realms are actually what dictates and create the physical. Okay, so this is a total paradigm shift. So we're no longer looking at an end result, which would be physical or physicality or the body. We're now starting from where everything originates, which is the metaphysical. Everything starts as spirit and remains as spirit, and it simply comes within frequential perception in terms of solidity. But nothing is actually originated within that realm. So when we start to work metaphysically, we start to understand that everything is energy. Now we're working closer to the origination point or source point of everything. So if we want to enact great transformation, great change, I don't even like using the word change because change implies the residue of the past. I'm interested in transformation. So when we start working where the origination of everything is, metaphysics, higher frequency realms, that's what completely dictates what goes on within the physical realm or what it is that our five senses perceive, and which is also part of the body. So it's a total paradigm shift, Jason, when we start to work at the source point of things instead of the end result of things. And then if we also just very simply just start to look at, in general, Western medicine just deals with the body. Hence, that's why it's so ineffective, because nothing originates there. Disharmony does not originate in the body. Everything originates in higher frequential realms, or the metaphysical realms, or the magic realms, same thing. And then eventually they become perceivable within our limited bandwidth of our five physical senses. And then it becomes tangible as our body experiences it through the five physical senses. So it changes everything. Instead of just working on the first floor, we're now working on the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. And everything on the seventh floor, I'm just using those numbers. Everything on those floors is what trickles down. And that's what manifests in terms of what we see and experience here. Everything starts in the metaphysical realm. So if we want great transformation, great change, great healing, great liberation, we must go to the source of all things, and that is metaphysics.
And we should probably mention too that, excuse me, RJ did heal himself from chest down paralysis and a slew of other issues. Maybe you can even recall some of them.
Yeah. There's, I mean, what were some of the other ones that you were dealing with at the time too? I think like diabetes and hypothyroidism and.
Yeah, it was a boatload of fun. It was permanent, doing air quotes, permanent chest down paralysis from sepsis that got into my spine. Diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, Hashimoto's autoimmune disease, hypothyroidism, which is probably actually Hashimoto's, the more that I look at that, right? It's probably the same thing. Pancreatitis, thyroiditis, and something called, my favorite, something called autonomic dysreflexia. By the way, from a very personal perspective, autonomic dysreflexia was more unpleasant than being paralyzed. Okay. So autonomic dysreflexia affects your autonomic system. The autonomic, as you know, Jason, the autonomic system are like things that regulate your breathing, your pulse, your heart rate, your body temperature. And once you have an injury, I think it's above T6 within your spine, paraplegics, quadriplegics who have an injury above that level on their spine can experience autonomic dysreflexia. And many paraplegics and quadriplegics die of complications from autonomic dysreflexia. You can have an aneurysm, a stroke, you can go into a coma. So my breathing would stop just randomly, just in case, maybe, you know, keep me on my toes. My breathing would just stop. My pulse would drop down. My temperature would drop. Sometimes my heart rate would literally skyrocket completely out of the blue. And it really was a very ancient yogic practice to regain control of your pulse, your heart rate, your body temperature. These are things that we normally don't have to regulate, hence autonomic. We don't have to think about these things. But when you do have to think about them, you better think about it quick, because there's no remedy for it. So that was the last of the batch of fun that went along with that injury, was autonomic dysreflexia.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing to think that you were able to, literally through the approach that you talk about with ascending the frequencies, be able to, I think of it like changing this template up above that then just filters down and ultimately starts to correct the physicality. So,
Yeah. I mean, what we want to do through metaphysics, through magic, is go to more of the source or the source point of a form and function. Okay. That's what we want to address. And that's why addressing the body doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Or it's incredibly limited. I should say that. It's more accurate to say it's incredibly limited. We want to go to the frequency level or the frequency band or the metaphysics or the magic in terms of where form and function is actually put together. When you start to address that, the body then is automatically impelled to react to and obey what it's being directed to do. And so the simple way to look at that is that we just do this through meditation. It's that simple. You have to get out of the rational thinking mind, which is really all low frequency. Thinking is all low frequency. Figuring things out is all low frequency. There's nothing to figure out. We're here to create. We're here to create. And so when we start to work with metaphysics and magic, when we work on these higher frequencies or deeper states of meditation, we are more at our creator level. We are more, we are experiencing and acting and behaving more akin to what we really are, an immortal creator being. We're not bound. We are not bound by just body consciousness, which is just five sensory perceptions and the intellect. And this is really the key in terms of our liberation, in terms of our self-healing, in terms of our self-mastery, in terms of ascension, you name it. We have to start working with more of what we are. We are our higher mind. We are our higher mind. And when we start to work in that way, all bets are off. We can do anything, unparalyzing ourselves and doing all these things. No big deal. We're just starting to act and live in a way that is more befitting of what we really are.
So from that sort of perspective, from the metaphysics perspective, then when we bring in the concept of detoxification or cleansing, what do we need to detoxify from in order to be able to access these types of levels of frequency?
Okay. How much time do you have, Jason? Okay. what do we need to detoxify from? Okay. Let's start with this. Okay. Most of us, and if we're not, I'll just give a brief context. Many of us are familiar with I am. Okay. There was great channeled work. Saint Germain was channeled and offered just tremendous information about the I am. They're called the I am discourses. And if anyone is not familiar with that, I can't recommend it enough. Saint Germain is an incarnation of an ascended master who knows what he's talking about when it comes to metaphysics and magic and things like that, alchemy. He's the Lord of alchemy, by the way. So the I am, okay, the I am is what we are, okay? That's what we are. It's the only statement that is eternally true. Those two words, that's it. That's it. I am. Okay. Now let's start to look at detoxification in context to what we're talking about. The only statement that is eternally true is I am. Think of all the things that we have tacked on to ourselves, our self-talk and what we say to our friends, our wife, our boyfriend, whatever. Think of all the things we've tacked on to I am. None of it's true. None of it is true. Okay. So there is a boatload of things to detoxify ourselves from, okay? As soon as we identify with something that we are not, okay, that does not belong to you. That throws us off balance, okay? This is what the ego-mind identity is, essentially, which you guys are familiar with. I talk about in the book. I probably talk about endlessly, the ego-mind identity. It's the cause of all suffering. It's the cause of all illness. The ego-mind identity. All disharmony comes from disharmonious thought patterns. Period. Okay. So when we return to I am, there is no more attachments. There's no more identifications. There's actually nothing to detox from because that's the truth. So what do we need to detox from? Everything that we have identified and associated ourselves with. And mostly that is the idea that we are human, that we are a physical being, that we are physical, that we are from here, that we belong to here. And that we are bound by the rules and laws of what is here. You're not. You're not. You're free. Your only bondage is not realizing that.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So no one is going to hand that to you. So if we just work from that point, Jason, I am pure, immortal, creator awareness. Pure, immortal, creator awareness. Notice that there's no attachments to anything there, to nothing. That's the state of total detoxification and purification. So really, I guess what we can do is just keep working backwards from there. All the stories that we've told ourselves about this, that, about genetics, about hereditary traits, about beliefs, about concepts, about so-called knowledge, about experiences that we've had, thought patterns, emotional imbalances, physical disharmony or physical pleasures, all this stuff that we identify ourselves with, all of that must go. Okay? So it's almost too many things to list, but it's all of it. So that's detoxification and purification on the highest level. Now, how is this achieved? Meditation. Simple. Meditation. And I realize I'm going on and on, but you guys know that's what I do all the time. Okay. So meditation is what we really are. We are I am. Not the thoughts, the emotions, the body, or the experiences that come after that. The painter is not the painting. Okay. We are the I am. Now, it's the easiest thing in the world to stay this way. I understand that I can't meditate, RJ. It's too hard. It's too hard to stay centered. It's too hard. No, it isn't. No, it is not. We just haven't been taught properly. Okay? Everybody who's watching, just pretend your two eyes, these two eyes, your two eyes are not connected to your brain. Can't think. Okay. This is what you really are. Pure creator awareness. You exist before there's a thought. Normalize that state. This is detoxification and purification. Normalizing that state, the truth. Normalizing the truth is how we detoxify and purify. It starts there. Then we have to detoxify from beliefs, concepts, ideologies, so-called knowledge. It's all very limited understanding. Very limited understanding. Everything that we've hung our hat on as fact, as truth, right? It's all been blown out of the water eventually. Everything. Okay. Don't hang your hat on anything. Don't hang your hat on anything. Oh, the study just came out. Who cares? Okay. Work with the I am. The I am is infinite. It is everything. It is a fractal of God. When we work with the I am directly and we stay this way in this effortless fashion, your two eyes not connected to your brain. Perpetual meditation without effort. Your beingness is online. Take your beingness, put it into your doingness. Now you're perpetually detoxifying and purifying yourself. And in that way, you're not doing anything. If you know what I mean, you're not doing anything. The beingness is online, beingness into doingness. Stay that way. Stay that way. There's a reason why mystics and masters talk about meditation and fasting. And we'll get into that in a second. They all say that. Why do they say that? Why do all these mystics and masters say that? Because it works. That's why. Because it works. But notice meditation's first. Meditation's first. Okay. And then we start to address the body. And there are certain things that we can address in terms of the body, which I'm sure we're going to get into.
So RJ, can we backtrack just a little bit? We watched your recent talk with Jeff Mara last night, and it was so brilliant. So we'll actually put the link to that at the bottom of this video so people can watch that in addition, or after you guys watch this, please go back and watch that because it was a really, really amazing talk that RJ did. But I wanted to ask if you can possibly give a bit of a pretext or a context to what it is that you're speaking with even saying that, you know, we're not this body, because a lot of the listeners are going to be listening and saying, you know, what does that mean? I'm not this body, because I am, and I can sense it. I can taste it. I can yeah. hear.
Or I'm in pain, or this condition is debilitating. It's not like it's in my head. It's like I'm feeling it in my body and it's affecting my daily reality.
But what you're saying is that the human condition, this suit that we're currently wearing, is a transient condition. And so can you give a bit of a context for that? So how is that laid out? Can you talk a little bit maybe about the frequency and the dimensions that you spoke of? Because I feel like even for me, the more I hear you speak of it, the more I'm able to comprehend. Just it's because it's complete 180 from what we've known to be true. So I would love for you to expand a little bit more on that.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So the I am, okay, you can think of that as consciousness or spirit or what I call sentience, which is really divine intelligence. That's what we really are. It's a fractal of God. Okay. That's what we are. All right. Now, nothing and no one is from here. The lower frequencies of the physical universe, where we come from, so to speak, or where we reside, is in a much, much higher frequency and dimension. And we are simply projected here, right? We are an aspect or a soul projected from our higher self. Well, hopefully most people are familiar with higher self or Godhead or oversoul or what I call our totality, because it's everything we've been, are, and will be. So we're a small piece. Think of here's my first really ridiculous analogy, right? Okay. Think of an octopus. Okay. And I know it's my fist, but think of an octopus. And then an octopus drops down one of its tentacles to see what the water is like down here. Okay. We're the tentacle. Okay. We are the tentacle of our higher self. We are a projection. The higher self is much too big to be able to be fully incarnated into a physical reality, right? So it's interested in evolving itself. And for it to evolve itself, it has to experience all these different frequencies and dimensions. So for it to experience what it's like all the way down here, it can only project a small piece of itself, you or me, okay? Now, in order to be able to have a full immersion experience with physical reality, we need to be housed within a physical suit. So that is the total immersion. You can even think of this as a spacesuit, okay? Because in a lot of ways it is. So this biological garment, this genetic entity is what I call it, is part of and attuned to the local environment. Now, we're not from here. We slide into the suit and we slide out. We come from a much higher frequency and a much higher dimension. So we slide into the body. We call that birth. We're going to slide out of the body. We call that death. Both are just concepts. Consciousness is eternal. To experience physical reality, tangibility, solidity, We need a full immersion experience. So we actually get to be housed temporarily within this body. So we're not this body. This is something that we wear in order to experience tangibility, solidity, to be attuned to the local environment. And anyone who does any kind of, we'll say deep, deep meditation or knows how to astral project, they leave their body all the time. There are many people that are tangibly aware that they're not their body. I grew up that way, leaving my body with, I had no idea what I was doing. I would just do it. I would relax and leave my body. So I never wrestled with, oh, you know, I am my body. I would just wake up on the ceiling. I would be standing right next to my body. I'd wake up on the roof of my parents' house or elsewhere. So I knew exactly that I wasn't my body tangibly. None of us are. None of us are. Okay. And the proof of that, don't just take my word for it. The proof of that is that you're the awareness of your body. You know when something feels good and doesn't feel good. If you were your body, how would you be able to have that awareness of it? One cannot be the awareness and the victim of something at the same time. That is impossible. So we are always the awareness. We're the awareness of one of the things the body produces is thought. We are the, and we know we are aware of our thoughts. We're not our thoughts. When our thoughts pass, if we were our thoughts, when our thoughts pass, we would pass too. We're not our thoughts. Same with emotions. So the body produces these things. The body produces thoughts. It produces emotions. It produces bodily sensations. We are the untouched awareness of it. We are aware of everything that goes on with the body, which is proof to you that you're not the body. You are this consciousness inside of it that is aware of what's going on. Plain and simple. So there's your proof, your tangible proof that you're not your body. Now we need one. We need a suit to experience physical reality. Now what we are is this divine, high frequency, high dimension energy being having a human experience or an alien experience for that matter. It's probably a whole nother discussion. So this is a suit. Now, what we want to do to detoxify or purify ourselves is to know the truth that we are an immortal, high-frequency energy being simply having a human experience. Now, all we want to do is to keep the body as healthy as possible so it doesn't interfere with our life plan, so it doesn't interfere with our enjoyment of having the human experience. The obsession over health is an imbalance. The complete not paying any attention to your health is also an imbalance. Okay, making sure that we have a six pack and don't have a why? It's vanity, right? Just take care of your body. Your body will allow you to have the incarnation that you really want. You don't want to occupy your mind with pain sensations. That's really what it's about, by the way. We want to keep our body relatively healthy so we're not preoccupied with pain all the time. So we come from, Taya, to go back to your question, we come from a much higher frequency and a much higher dimension. We are projected here, just like an octopus dropping down a tentacle. And in order to experience physical reality, we need a suit that's attuned to and part of the environment for the full immersion experience. The body, the suit, the biological garment is part of and attuned to, and the body stays right here. And that's also how you know you're not the body. Death, near-death experiences, meditation, you know you're not your body. You can tangibly have these experiences. You can leave your body anytime. You don't have to die to leave your body. You don't, okay? But just realize that you're the awareness of it. And when you realize you're the awareness of it, you won't make such a big deal out of it. You won't make such a big deal out of every thought, every emotion, every bodily sensation, every experience. If you stop identifying with it, you won't give every one of those things such gravitas. And when you make such a big deal about them, you're weighing yourself down. You're weighing yourself down. You're identifying with what's going on. There's no way to be healthy when you do that. There's no quality of life in that either. And now we're going to have to start detoxifying and purifying ourselves. If we give all of these things so much weight, you can actually feel it when we do this. We make a big deal about this, a big deal about that. How do we feel when we do that? Doesn't feel right, because it's not. It's not the truth. It's not the truth. That's why it doesn't feel right. Enjoy your body. Enjoy the experience. Don't identify with this. This is a suit that you get to enjoy and use. Keep it healthy so you can enjoy your experience here, the human experience. You take it any further than that, you start to create an imbalance. And people that are obsessed with their health, I promise you, are just as imbalanced as people who completely shun their health. Okay, two sides to the same coin, right? We want to be I am. And then just enjoy this experience. Enjoy your body, enjoy your friends, enjoy vacations, enjoy food, enjoy all of this stuff. But stay with that detached state. It'll keep you in balance. It'll keep you balanced. There won't be this overindulgence or complete negligence. Because both of those things are going to require detoxification and then purification.
And this is why you speak of purification and cleansing as really important. And one of the tools to use is meditation, because it's meditation that cultivates awareness.
100%. And when we start to work that way, everything is dictated, okay, by our subconscious patterned egoic mind. Believe it or not. Okay. So meditation gives you back dominion over your incarnation. You're no longer bound by your cravings, your attachments, your habits, your brainwashing. I mean, let's be frank, right? You're no longer now held captive by those things. It's meditation is the ultimate detoxification and purification. Meditation does that. Once we become supremely aware of our motivation behind what we're doing and why, where we'll no longer be bound by it. We won't just reach for certain foods or certain people or certain situations, certain activities. We'll be aware of why we're reaching for that. And the more that you meditate, the more you detoxify and purify, those things just leave you. They literally just leave you. That's the ultimate in detoxification and purification. It always starts with awareness. The body is the last thing. The body is the last thing. If we focus on the body and just food and just drink and this and that, it's very limited. It's helpful. It's helpful. It's very limited. It's like, what was driving you in the first place? What made you want to partake of that relationship or partake of that food or partake of that adrenaline rush that you need? Or I need to get satiated. I need bodily sensations. I need pleasure. What is driving that? What is driving that? That's the answer. And once you find the answer, that's the elixir. The answer is the elixir. And then you realize you don't need anything. That's detoxification and purification.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at. And with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And you know, it's a slippery slope, I think, for a lot of people, because when they, what I often find is when people are uncomfortable in their body, when stuff's going on and they're not able to, maybe they're preoccupied by pain and discomfort and they're not able to enjoy their life very much. It does become very all consuming for people. So it's this seems like this aspect of where then you're constantly trying to figure out what can I do to, and it really comes down mostly to what can I do physically to start to correct the physicality of my body. And what you're saying is that there might be aspects of that, but ultimately we really need to sort of create some detachment from the physical body first and then see where that goes at that point, right?
100%. We have to detach, non-identification or non-attachment, okay? It's essential. There's no healing without it. There's no clarity without it. There's no wisdom without it. There's no patience or forgiveness without it. There's no love without it. Okay. It's everything. So we have to detach. We have to detach from it. This does not mean that we ignore when the body's in great pain. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. And I understand tremendous levels of pain. I've been there. I totally get it. Okay. Now, we want to start to work with the different understanding between pain and suffering. Pain is inherent in physical incarnation. Doesn't matter how wise you are, or how loving or how pure, doesn't matter. You got a physical body, you run into the wall, it's going to hurt, right? Okay, whether you're enlightened or whatever, what difference does that make? Run into the wall, you're going to hurt yourself. You'll feel pain. Okay, this is important though. The suffering is the optional part. Now, suffering is the identification with what we are aware of. Let me say that again. Mm-hmm. Suffering is the identification with what we are aware of. I am, like many people, have been aware of great bodily pain. Okay? I'm the awareness of great bodily pain. The awareness is untouched by it. The body is all screwed up, for sure. Yeah. But I'm the awareness of the bodily pain, the bodily sensations. Stay with that. Everyone who's having tremendous pain right now, please listen to me. You're the awareness of the pain. The pain doesn't really touch you. The sun is untouched no matter how bad the weather is. Rain, sleet, snow, tornado, hurricane. Does any of that touch the sun? The sun is unscathed and untouched no matter how bad the weather. You are untouched. Your essence, your consciousness, your soul is untouched by what goes on with body mind. That's number one. That is the truth that will give us some healthy space. Once you have space from the bodily sensation and what you are, watch what happens with pain. It just does. It just starts to calm down. You know why? You're not making a big deal about it. That's why. You're not feeding it energy. You give anything energy, it grows. Period. Right? We want something to stop, you ignore it. Don't give it any energy. It just withers and dies. So pain sensations, we must realize the truth that we're just the awareness of it. And then, as you know, Jason, there's all sorts of magic tricks in the book about what to do in terms of pain. There's lots of things that we can do, lots of things, even just through breathing, let alone the stuff that's in the book. Okay, so knowing the truth allows us to work with ourselves better. And if we really want to alleviate pain, you're going to have to do it with your mind and your energy. That's actually how we do it. Your mind and your energy. Even when someone gives you something for pain, it's a permission slip. It's a permission slip, and you don't need one. But start with the truth. You're the awareness of the body. You're the awareness of the pain. You're not the pain. Just that alone, watch what happens to the frequency of the pain and how you're able to manage it when you don't identify with the sensation itself. You'll immediately start to feel better, immediately.
Yeah. I mean, so much you said there, RJ, that I think is so true. I think one thing that sometimes people grapple with around the concept of detachment is I think sometimes they feel like detachment, they tie in with almost like indifference or denial, or that then they're not doing anything about it. But it's like, from my perspective of it, and I think my own knowing of it when I've done this in the past for myself is that when you do incorporate that and you start to get into that place of detachment from the sensations of the physical body, you perceive everything a little differently. So it's like, you know, if you're only doing it one way, you can't see it differently. But if you then get into this new perspective, you legitimately see your whole situation from another perspective, and you can view things from another light. And then I find from that place that you might even then gain insights that naturally occur to you as a knowing to maybe then do something in a different way than from what you've been doing. So it's almost like until you even go there, you're then privy to new information, right? Whereas if you haven't gone there, then you can't, you're still stuck in the same stuff.
100%. Let's look at this. Let's use a real life example. Okay. So if we're watching a scary movie, okay, and we're getting totally caught up in the scary movie, right? Okay. Our attention is on the screen. Okay. And your attention is energy. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. Okay. So if we're getting caught up, if we're identifying with what is happening, we're giving ourselves over to the movie, right? Okay. Now, literally, metaphysically, what is happening is our energy is actually connecting with the screen itself. Okay. Because our attention is on it. So our energy is actually connected to it. Now, whatever happens on the screen, we have that experience. That's why when we watch a scary movie, if you're caught up in it, you get scared. That's why. Your energy is actually attached to it. Okay. Now, your energy is your power. That's what our energy is. It's our will. It's our power. So now let's look at the scary movie again, right? So right now we're all caught up. Our energy is attached to it, right? Okay. And that's why whatever happens, we have the experience of it. So now all of a sudden, if we detach from the movie, we don't get caught up in it. We don't identify with it. All of our energy comes back to us. And now we're not affected by what's going on the screen. We're just watching it. We're not caught up in it. We're not identifying with it. Detachment is power. That's how you get your energy back. Now relate this to your body. It's the same thing. If you identify with the body and get all caught up, just like the scary movie, and you get all caught up with it, everything that happens with the body is a big deal. Oh my God, everything is a big deal now. Everything, right? You start to detach from the body, right? Now it's not as big a deal. It's not taking away all your energy, just like the horror movie was taking away all of your energy. Now you have your energy back. Now you're powerful once again. You have your energy. Now the body may still be having all these different experiences, but it isn't dominating you anymore. Now, once you have your energy back and you're not attached to it, what actually starts to happen, Jason, as you alluded to, you actually start to experience yourself, your consciousness, your sentience directly, and you're no longer just experiencing the body or just experiencing the horror movie. Our inner wisdom and our inner knowingness is now online because we're no longer attached to something. We will now intuitively know what to do in terms of just calming down, about what to do in our entire life, not just health, in our entire life. So once we detach from the horror movie, that is the 21st century, once we start to detach from the horror movie and we bring our energy back to us, now what's going on just doesn't have the same effect. Just pretend it's a boring movie. It's just a boring movie. As an analogy, do the same thing with the body. It's a boring movie. Okay, there's discomfort. There's this. Okay, my body's telling me something. Okay, what should I do? Oh, okay, I'm not exercising enough. This is how we get information. If humanity does not realize this, it wisdom flows on the river of intuition. And the only way to do that, the only way to experience your own intuition is to be detached so that you can then experience yourself, the higher mind, yourself directly. And now you're guided in terms of what to do. And it also greatly affects what it is that we're talking about. Detoxification, pain management, purification. We have to work with the truth. Only the truth heals. Only the truth heals. Time doesn't heal anything. Time doesn't even exist. People say that. Because through time, they become detached from what was going on before. They get some space from it. And that's where they say time heals all wounds. No, it doesn't. Detachment does. Because then you realize the truth. Time's got nothing to do with it. Never did. It doesn't even exist. So when we start to use the silly horror movie analogy and we detach and we bring our energy back, we're not affected by it. Do the same thing with your body. Detach from identification with the body, you're empowering yourself now. You're getting your energy back. This is our power. So you start to get that back. Now you won't feel as disempowered when the body's acting up. You won't feel so defeated. You, what you really are, won't feel so defeated when the body's going through all these different pains and whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It won't rattle you. It won't defeat you. You won't give up. You'll realize that you're okay. Body's got some challenges right now. Okay, that's fine. But what I am, I'm fine. I am. The I am is fine. It's always fine. Just like the sun is always fine, no matter how bad the weather is. You're always fine, no matter what's going on with the body and mind. Once you know that, once you feel that, once you understand that, now you can start to do anything once you know what to do. And that's hopefully what this book is about. Now you know what to do. But we have to get that separation. We have to know the truth. You're not your body. Detach from it. Now, I'm just going to add to this. I realize I just rambled for a while. I apologize. So I want to add to this. There's a negative connotation to detachment or non-attachment. Maybe non-attachment sounds nicer. Okay. So there's a negative connotation to these things. It's the opposite. Detachment is power. It's power. It's empowerment. You get all your energy back. Everything we're told is backwards here. Everything. Okay. If you want to understand metaphysics, you work with the higher mind. This is how you do it. So you detach, you get your energy back. You empower yourself. Now, even though stuff is going on with the body, you have energy to do something about it. You now have energy to do something about it. And you're now in communion with your higher mind. Now you can actually start to work with yourself properly. You're not just reacting because you're identifying. That is only going to cause. We're going to need great detoxification and purification when we do that because we're identifying and attaching ourselves to something that we're not, like the horror movie. That's why you get scared about what's happening on screen. Your energy is stuck to it. That's why you freak out when your body goes through these things. You're attached to it. You're stuck to it. You don't have to freak out. You don't have to. Detach, and now you can do something about it. Only when you're detached can you do something about it. That's super important to understand.
I think what's also important to note too is that it's one thing to understand this on an intellectual level, but it's really something that needs to be experienced and known firsthand through the practices that you're proposing. RJ, what you were mentioning with regards to, you know, the horror movie and giving your energy to it, you're right. I feel like right now, especially as so many of us are kind of observing what's going on around us, it is pretty, you know, it's pretty horrific oftentimes to take in and to understand what's really taking place around us. And when you said, you know, giving your energy to it, that's helped me a lot in a sense that I'm very aware of what it is I'm focusing in on and what I'm giving my energy to. And it doesn't mean that I actually look away or hide my head in the sand and not look and not be aware of what's going on around me. It's just that I rest within the awareness without getting caught with the emotions of the physical body or the intellectualizing or the thoughts that swarm in oftentimes by observing what's going on. Can you speak a little bit more about, maybe this would be a good segue into acceptance versus allowance?
Okay. So, there's a massive difference, just like we just talked about, between pain and suffering. They're not the same thing. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional through identification. Caring and compassion is another thing I talk about. Caring is having a vested interest in a specific outcome, which is actually disempowering. Compassion is being fully present now. But yet people use caring and compassion as the same thing. They're not. They're not even close to the same thing. Neither is pain and suffering. And neither is acceptance and allowance. They're not the same thing. Okay. So we'll talk a minute about this because I think it's worthwhile. I won't go too far with it. Okay. I'll try not to go too far with it. Okay. So yeah, good luck, right? Okay. So acceptance, let's say this word to ourselves, okay? Acceptance. Okay. I want everyone to almost like tangibly feel what happens to you when you say acceptance. Okay. I accept that. Okay. For me, all of a sudden there's a contraction. I get a contraction immediately when I say, I accept that. Okay. I think that's interesting. Okay. When we accept something, we are in agreement. Underneath acceptance, right underneath it is I agree. Right. Okay. So now let's look at acceptance. So if something is just wildly discordant, whatever it is, something going on in the world culture, what passes for world culture, what something is going on, or something going on at home, or something going on with mom and dad, or husband, wife, or whatever it is, right? Something discordant to you, okay? Spiritual buzzword is to, I accept that. I accept that. No, don't. Do not accept that. That means you're in agreement with that. You're in agreement with discordant behavior. And that means you're limiting that. That means that is the reality that you agree to. I accept it. I accept that. Shift from acceptance. And I know this is, it's a spiritual buzzword to be in acceptance. It's not metaphysically. We need to understand the words that we're using. Okay. Let's shift right now from acceptance to allowance. Say that word, allowance. What happens to your energy when you say that? Allowance. I can tell you what happens for me. Mm-hmm. Right? Acceptance. Yeah. I'm giving sound effects. Acceptance. Yeah. Allowance. Okay. Night and day. Contraction, expansion. Okay. So we want to move to a state of allowance. Now, allowance means we are able to not only perceive one reality, but we're allowing other realities to manifest themselves, other possibilities. You're not in agreement with this discordant reality. You're allowing that reality, and you're also allowing the possible possibilities of other realities to take place. You're also no longer limiting the perception that you have.
This comes to the end of our time for this episode. Please go to inspirehealthpodcast.com and listen to the remainder of this important episode. Thank you so much.